And so this morning I want us to turn to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. And in many times, if not all times, I actually write different dates in my Bible about different time periods and maybe where I was when I spend some time in a particular passage. And this one is fully marked. I don't believe that that you could ever exhaust a passage in the Bible, and I don't believe that you could ever say enough about a passage in the Bible as Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23 is, although we see the sufferings, we see so many things in this passage. We see the cruelty. We see the change that took place in someone's life. But what I want you to see this morning is Jesus. Jesus is all through this passage and what was taking place in his life. And so I want us to spend a little time here this morning. I hope that it's a blessing to you. And as I said before, you never really know what's in a person's heart. You hope that the people that you're ministering to and that you're trying to help, you hope that each one have made a decision for Christ. That's what our hope is. But I also understand that there may be someone here or even someone that is listening or watching that is struggling. I remember talking to a lady many years ago, and so I went in to see her. She was in a assisted living, a rest home, and went in to see her, and she was excited. She was excited for the visit, and we began to talk about the Lord, and we began to talk about salvation. We began to talk about eternity. We began to talk about the future. Her comment was, well, she said, I hope that I know Jesus. And that troubled me. And so after several visits, she told me, she said, now I know. Amen. And she later, not long after, she went home to be with the Lord, and I had the privilege of doing her funeral, and I could honestly say she knew Jesus. And so this morning, not knowing your heart, not knowing where you are in your relationship with the Lord, we just want to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. And whatever He speaks to you about this morning, I trust that we'll obey, whether you're here or whether you're watching online. And I want to begin reading with verse 32 of Luke chapter 23. And the Bible says, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to this place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the ruler also with them derailed him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, saying, If thou be king of the Jews, save thyself. And the superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanging railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, serving thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Several times in this passage of Scripture, it was noted, and it should be noted, that the word if came up. If he be Christ, if thou be king of the Jews. And there was a question about who he was. There was a question about his state. Even the one that was, one of the ones that was on the cross said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But there was one individual that didn't say if. There was one individual that believed. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what our hearts have felt this morning. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for changing our life. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for taking us just as we are. Father, if there's someone here or watching that still has doubts in their heart and their minds, Lord, I pray that they'll realize that Jesus is our hope. So, Father, I pray that you'll use me this morning to speak to hearts and meet every need that needs to be met. And, Lord, we love you this morning and give you the praise. And we realize that if anything's going to get accomplished, you have to do it. So we commit this time to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We titled the message this morning, The 11th Hour. The 11th Hour. And this morning I would like to spend some time in a man's life in this 11th hour. We titled this message, The 11th Hour, not because of the clock or not because of the time of day it was on this certain day, but it's the 11th hour in an individual's life. And that's something that we don't know. We can set our clocks and the time is getting ready to change here in just a few weeks, and we're going to move our clocks back. And it's going to be, and we understand time, we understand minutes, and we understand seconds and hours, and, you know, we can say we're going to have an event at such and such a time, and so we come and we worship here at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and so we understand that aspect of time. But what we don't know is when our 11th hour in life will be. We don't know the time period. For many, it could be very short. For others, it could be very long. And so when we think about life, we don't know. We can plan. We can have these goals and we can have these things in life and we can say, well, I'm going to do this on such and such a day. That's just a plan, but that's not a guarantee. Because our 11th hour could take place at any moment. And so that's why I've titled this message, The 11th Hour. Because at this point in life, we don't know. Choices are made one by one. Choices that are made as to where we are in life. You see, it's not about careers. It's not about achievements. It's not about goals that's met when it comes to the 11th hour. It's not about how this man was as a child. We could go back if we knew the history of this man that said, Lord, remember me, and that's who I'm going to focus on this morning. We could go back, and if we could, we could go back to his child's life, and we could say, well, he had a rough childhood. We could say, well, this made this person this, and this person, we could say a lot of different things. But it's not about who this man was as a child. It's not about how this man grew up. It isn't even the decision and the decision he made in life to get him where he was at that moment. Because the Bible says that he was a thief. So our focus this morning isn't on how he got there, but the focus this morning is on that 11th hour and the decision that he made. You see, the 11th hour in this man's life, there was no time for a debate because he was in his 11th hour. There was no time to debate. You see, the other malefactor, the other thief said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. That's almost like having a debate. But for this man, there was no time for a debate. There's no time for the what ifs. And there's no time to say, well, if I do this, then this will happen. Or if I do this, that will happen. And if I do this and all these things. But really, in reality, there's no time for the what ifs. There's no time to decide later. Well, I'm going to think on this for a little while and then I'm going to decide later. No, he was in his 11th hour. There was no time for these debates. There was no time for the what ifs. There was no time to decide later. There wasn't even time to say, I'm having trouble with doubting. Because you know the one that's in the Bible that says, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. There wasn't even a time to question, this is the 11th hour. This morning, I want to look into this final hour of this man's life and realize this could be the 11th hour in our lives. And I will say, it doesn't matter what we've done in life. It doesn't matter the decisions that we've made in the past. It doesn't matter about the good, the bad, the ugly. But what matters is if you made the decision for Jesus Christ. That's what matters. So let's look at this man's life. And I call this first point, the life of this man. Pretty simple. The life of this man. It's been said that just before a person takes their last breath, and I've heard this all my life, it's been said that just before a person takes their last breath, that the person's life passes before their eyes. Now, I don't know if that is to be true or not true. And I wouldn't debate either way. I wouldn't argue whether somebody does or whether somebody doesn't. But what I would say, that people are getting older. And I would say that every moment and every time this clock in our life ticks by, we're getting older. And I would say that he or she, as we're getting older, spend more time looking at our life and realizing that life is getting short. When you're growing up, you have all these ambitions and you have all these things that I want to get this done and I want to get that done and I'd like to get this accomplished and so on and so forth. And the older you get, and you used to call them, I've got a bucket list of things to do in life. And as you get older, you realize that that bucket list becomes a lot smaller And there's some things that you thought was important in life as you get older, maybe they're not quite as important. And that's someone looking at their life and evaluating their life. Can you imagine, and I want you to think about it for just a minute, can you imagine where you're going to be in 30 years from now? And can you go back and look in the 30 years past? And we can think about, I've got this done and accomplished this, I was hoping to get this done, or and so on and so forth, and we can look back at our life and we can look back at the past 30 years. But I venture to say, for many of us, and we don't know that hour, but for many of us in 30 years, we may not be sitting here. But we don't know when that 11th hour is going to be. So this man, you know, didn't really, you know, when I think of this man on the cross, if this man was able to look back at his life in the last moments, he would be seeing himself as a troubled person. If he was able in those few moments that he had left in life, if he was able to look back, he would see himself as a troubled person. You see, he was a man that made some bad choices. He made some bad choices. He had broken the law. We don't know how many times he broke the law, and that's really kind of irrelevant, but he did break the law. We don't know, but we know that he was a thief. And we know that he was condemned to death. In other words, he was found guilty. But let me be reminded, and let me remind you this morning that Jesus, there was no fault found in him. But this man was found guilty. So he made some bad choices in life. He made some choices that he shouldn't have made. But he couldn't change anything. He couldn't change where he was. He couldn't go back and say, all right, I'm going to turn over a new leaf and I'm going to start my life over. You see, he was in the 11th hour, so he could not go back and change his life and change the poor decisions that he made. And he couldn't go back and say, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to get myself right and I'm going to do all these things. He could not change the condition that he was in. And he could not go backwards. So he was a man that had made some bad choices. He was also a man that had one final decision to make. In this 11th hour, he had one final decision to make in this life. And it wasn't what he was going to eat after church on Sunday. It wasn't what he was going to wear. It wasn't who he was going to call. It wasn't anything like that, but he had one final decision to make. And that's why I said just a few moments ago, he did not have time to doubt. He didn't have time to doubt. This is where the rubber met the road, so to speak, and he had to either believe or not believe. He had to make a decision. I'm going to believe. It wasn't, well, what, you know, it wasn't like, you know, asking his buddy, well, what do you think? It wasn't, you know, what do you think? Well, he already knew what his buddy felt. He already knew. He already knew that his buddy felt that he asked Christ. He said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And he even rebuked his buddy. So he knew how he felt. But it was going to be a time that he had to decide, I'm either going to believe or I'm not going to believe. He alone would be the one that would make the decision. And if you really stop and think about it, that's where we are today. We're the only ones that can make that decision. It doesn't matter what your parents believe in a sense of in pertaining to you. It doesn't matter what your brothers or sisters or your wives or husbands or any of your close friends. It really doesn't matter in that 11th hour whether anybody else believed or not. It matters whether you believe or not. It matters. But I'll also make mention, it was the hour that he would have to make the decision, but also his time was running out. His time was running out. They were just before and this is an assumption, but they was just before breaking his legs. Now we know that Christ, his side was pierced because there was no bone to be broken. But in this case, they would break the legs to where they couldn't pull themselves up. So his time was running out. No time to think about the pain that he was in. You know, sometimes when we have a problem and if we're in pain, then we spend that time thinking about the pain. You know, if we hurt ourselves let me ask you a question. If you get up in the middle of the night and you stump your toe, do you think about whatever it is that stumped your toe, or do you think about your toe? You're going to think about your toe. And then you're going to throw away whatever stumped it. But the point is, you're going to think about that pain that you're in. Well, this man didn't have time to think about the pain. He didn't have time to think about the hurt. He didn't have time to think about what his body was going through. His time was running out. He didn't have time to think about the crowds that were watching. He didn't have time to think about the laughter and the mockery and all those things. He didn't have time to think about it. He wasn't up on the cross looking down and saying, I can't believe those people are acting like that. He didn't have that kind of time. No time to say, I wished I could have had a different life. I wished I could have done things differently. He didn't have that time. He didn't have time to say, well, I'm going to blame someone else for the condition that I'm in. I went down the wrong road in life and I had the wrong influence in life and somebody made me like I am. He didn't have that time. He had no time left. He had to make a decision. So I want to call the next point this morning, the moment of prayer, found in verse 42. The Bible says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. The moment of prayer. What does verse 42 tell us? Tell us this morning about where he was in his life. We talked about the lack of time that he had. We talked about it was the hour of decision, the 11th hour. But what does these words to Jesus mean? Well, let me give you a couple of them this morning. It shows that he believed there was life after death. By him saying, Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom, he believes that there is life after death. He didn't believe that life just ended, and there are people that believe that. They believe that if when they take their last breath, it's over. There's no more. But the Bible doesn't teach that. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that when you take your last breath, it's over. He didn't believe life just ended. He knew there was something else. But the important thing was, he knew that Jesus was the key. Just like the song that was sung a few moments ago. He knew that Jesus was the key. Remember, it wasn't about his past. It wasn't about his decisions. It wasn't about what got him to where he is right now. But he was now focused on Jesus. And he said the words, Lord, remember me. So it tells us that he believes that there's life after death. It also shows that he recognizes and he acknowledges Jesus as Lord. He acknowledged Jesus as Lord because he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. He knew Jesus was different. He even rebuked the others in verse 40. He rebuked the other that was hanging on the cross. But the other answering, rebuking him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? So he acknowledged Jesus as Lord. "Dost thou not fear God?" You see, he could see beyond where he was, and now he could see Jesus. You see, and that's what happens when a person comes to know Christ. It's not about what their past is. It's not about the bad decisions. It's not about the poor choices, and it's not about, but when we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it's about Jesus. And it's about what He and His finished work can do in our life. You see, there's no time to doubt. There's no time. He was in the 11th hour in his life, and he only had just a little while left, and he had to make a decision. You know, sometimes people have a hard time making a decision. And they in life, they have a hard time making a decision. They're like, "Well, I just don't know what to do. And then that time passes, and it's too late. It's too late. No. When it comes to eternity, there must be a decision right now. Because we don't know when the 11th hour will be. We don't know. We hope that we're here as long as the Lord allow us. We've got plans. We've got things that we want to do. But we don't know. And then the third thing that it shows us when it comes to what this means when he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom," this verse shows that he believed. He believed Jesus had the power to save. He believed that Jesus had the power to save. Do you realize this morning that that is the answer to life? That is truly the answer to life. You know, we can make decisions every day. We can decide this and we can decide that and we can decide, you know, a lot of things, but the most important thing and the most important decision you'll make is whether you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the most important decision. You see, Jesus has the power to save. And His words, "Remember me," makes it personal. And those words, "Remember me," changed His life. Yes, He still died. Yes, He still committed wrong. Yes, He was still guilty. Yes, He was still a thief. All these things, none of that changed. But what changed was Jesus changed His life. But I don't want to end with that. I want to end this morning with Jesus answering him. Because that's the blessing. The blessing is Jesus answered him. The blessing is Jesus gave him that security. That blessing when Jesus says, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." You see, he left this world knowing he was going to be with Jesus. And that's the blessing. The blessing is knowing when we take our final breath, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. You see, the Lord gave him an answer, and he says the words, two words, "Thou shalt." Thou shalt. This is a promise from the Lord. It's a promise. Jesus gave this man the absolute assurance that he would go to paradise. Jesus gave him that absolute assurance. And I say this morning, what a promise. What a promise Jesus made. What a promise. He not only gave him that assurance when he says, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise," but notice the words, "Be with me." Be with me. That promise is with Jesus. You ever you ever planned on meeting someone somewhere and you plan a time and you say, you're going to meet that one particular person maybe for lunch or something, and then when you walk in you see two or three people and you're thinking to yourself, well, I didn't plan for that. And you're nice and you continue on. But you know, when he says, when be with me, that means Jesus is going to be there. So great is the grace of God that a guilty sinner can come to know the Lord and be with Him Himself. This crucified thief would soon be with the Redeemer. What a wonderful salvation we can receive this morning. And the last thing I want to make mention this morning is the word today. Today. Jesus says, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Lord promised him immediate salvation. He didn't have to do certain things. He didn't have to accomplish certain things. He just said, today, which is immediate. There wasn't any waiting period. There wasn't any waiting. And I say the words this morning, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But I can't end this morning without saying this could be someone's 11th hour. Whether you're watching online or whether you're here this morning, this could be someone's 11th hour. I can tell you firsthand this morning that you can't go back and change anything in your life. You can't go back and change anything, any bad decision. You can't go back and change the fact that you're guilty. And we're all guilty. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you can't go back and change anything. You can't go back and say, well, I wished I would have done this different and that different, because we all have those things. But you can't change it. But I will say, you're going to leave this place this morning, and you're going to, from watching, you're going to end the service this morning by either believing or not believing. And you're making that decision. Soon it will be too late. This man on the cross, he knew that his time was about over. I ask the question this morning is, have you called upon Jesus? Has there been a time in your life that you've said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know I've done wrong. Come into my heart and save me. I believe. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe that there's nothing that I can do to earn it, but I simply believe in the finished work of Calvary. Today is the day. But I believe for some, this is the 11th hour. For some, this is the 11th hour. And I challenge you this morning, if you know someone that you feel it's in their 11th hour, we need to pray for those people. We need to pray that God would move and convict their heart. But we can't change them. Only Jesus. I hope that there's no one that leaves here this morning with any doubt in their mind. And I hope that as this thief wasn't worried about his pain, wasn't worried about the crowds, wasn't worried about anyone else, his focus was on Jesus. And I hope this morning that you won't leave this place unless your focus is on Jesus. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for such a tremendous picture. of a person's life as they lived it was full of bad decisions, full of mistakes, full of things that they should have done different. But how your grace is sufficient. And even in that 11th hour, someone can turn to you and to come to know you as your personal Savior. Father, we don't know the hearts of any person here this morning. But Lord, I do pray if there's someone that's struggling with their salvation, they're struggling with where they are in their relationship with the Lord, I pray, Lord, that they'll come and not worry about what anyone else thinks, but be like that thief and just say, Lord, help me. Help me. Remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. So, Father, I pray that you'll bless this invitation. If there's someone that's watching this morning, Lord, I pray that they'll say that prayer, Lord, I believe. And not worry about the doubts, but just simply take Jesus at His word and believe. And understand that today they can know. Today is the day of salvation. Today. Father, I pray that if there's someone that knows individuals that don't know Christ, help us to be burdened. Help us to pray. Help us to realize that it might be the 11th hour in someone's life. So, Father, Lord, we take a step back and you speak to hearts during this invitation, during this song that we sing. And Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for Jesus this morning. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What number do